Carl's got the Pirates again today and sending Paul Blackburn out. And I know there's maybe kind of a feeling of pressure on the starting rotation to step up here. And Paul has gotten back in the starting rotation after a couple of outings in the bullpen where he felt like his routine wasn't sharp. What is your sense going into this one for his outing today?
Yeah, look, this is a guy that has been in this league as a starter. You know, the experience, he's been through some stretches where things are not going his way and he found a way to get back on track. And here he is getting an opportunity, not only for himself, but for the team to kind of give us a solid outing, going out there, execute pitches, just being Paul Blackburn, you know, a guy that is going to use all of his pitches, keep hitters off balance, attack, and we're going to need him, you know. Again, a guy that has been in this league for a long time as a starter, and, you know, he knows where we at as a team as far as that rotation goes.
I know with his stuff, you like the changeup has not really been there for him yet. That's a big pitch. I know it's still early, but when he goes out and does what he does against the Dodgers right away, you wonder if he's a little sharp and then slow to start here, because this only is sixth outing of the year.
Right, yeah. So, again, he's going to have to use all of his pitches, not only the changeup, but the cutter, the sinker, and staying on the attack, you know. Starts with getting ahead, you know, and putting hitters away. It's easy for me to say it, but when we've seen it at his best, he's using all of his pitches in and out, up and down, changing speed, and getting quick out. So, pitchability type guy, and we don't need him today.
Juan Soto's had quite a month of June. Every single night, there's something going on. From your perch yesterday, watching that ball sail over the fence, what was your thought?
Yeah, incredible. You know, off the bat, I'm thinking maybe he's got a chance to go over his head. And then when I saw the reaction from center fielder and you see the ball just continue to take off, it's pretty unbelievable. You know, the reaction in the dugout from a lot of us, we were kind of like looking at each other. It's like, man, that's special right there. You don't see that too often. Very few hitters at this level can do things like that. And he just continues to do it consistently, you know. Yeah, it's been fun to watch.
Francisco Lindor has been certainly your captain in so many different ways. The old adage, when he goes, the Mets go. And sometimes it's almost too true. When he doesn't go, the Mets don't seem to do well. But he's hitting some tough luck lately in certain spots. Where do you see him as he works his way out of some struggles here?
Yeah, I feel like going back to last year and even this year, when he's controlling the strike zone, that's when he's at his best. When he gets in trouble, he gets on this swing mode and start chasing a lot. And you just said it, you know, when he goes, we go. And when he goes on through these stretches where he's hard, we have a hard time scoring runs. So he'll come out of it. I like the at-bats as of late. You said it, that, you know, he's hit some balls hard and he hasn't found grass yet. But too good of a player, too good of a hitter. And hopefully today's the day that he gets going and we start rolling again.
Blake Tidwell was big for you, at least shutting down the rest of the bullpen to get another night off. How rested is that group coming into today?
Yeah, we're in a better spot. You know, it was good for Tidwell yesterday to be able to just cover the last few innings and protect that bullpen a little bit, especially for how much we've used them. So, yeah, we should be in a way better spot today.
Our calls. Thank you.
Yep, you got it.